Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week is Parshas Dvarim. We start a new book, the fifth and final Sefer, the book of the Torah, which actually the entire Sefer, the entire book, has a number of names. So commonly it's known as Sefer Dvarim, although that actually does not appear in the original Talmudic and Chazal sources. It is mentioned in the Rishonim, like the Radak and Pirush HaRiva and others. It has other names, Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah means the repetition of the Torah. We know that in the Gemara it's called Mishneh Torah because of many, many reasons. One of them is that it was in this sefer, that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated and alerted the Bnei Yisrael to many of the mitzvahs that are already given in the Torah as a preparation for them going into Eretz Yisrael. It's also sometimes Sefer HaYoshar. And finally, sometimes it's called Sefer Techoches, which is the book of reprimand, the book where Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded the Bnei Yisrael for the past wrong doings. And he inspired them and he gave them a preparation talk for going into Eretz Yisrael, urging them, reprimanding them, and inspiring them to do the right thing, to serve Hashem when they come into the land of Eretz Yisrael. What's interesting is, and this is mentioned by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu said this Sefer Dvarim as a preparation talk to the Bnei Yisrael with all the mitzvahs and the reprimand and the Teichocha and the Musar and so on and so forth for 36 days. It started Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Shvat has 29 days. And it went until the 7th of Adar, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. And he says, this is hinted in the very beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of the parasha begins, Eile HaDavarim, these are the things that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. And the word Eile, of course, has the gematria, the numerical value of 36. In other words, Eile HaDavarim, these are the words that lasted for Eile, lasted for 36 days. Now, we also know that this Shabbos is a significant Shabbos. It's called Shabbos Chazoin. It's the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. It's called Shabbos Chazoin. First of all, the common reason, the mainstream reason, is because it has a special Haftorah. The Haftorah this week is the third of the three special Haftorahs that we read in the 3 weeks. And it's a vision from Yeshayahu, also reprimanding the Jewish people. One of the Tlosa de Purinissa, the three Haftorahs of punishment and reprimand. And it starts with the words, Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Ometz. It's the vision of Yeshayahu, the prophecy of Yeshayahu, and therefore it is called Shabbos Chazoin. Also known from the Baditcher Verov, Lev Yitzchak Baditcher, who explained that the reason that this parsha is called Shabbos Chazoin is because it is in this Shabbos where every Yid is shown, I guess spiritually at least, shown a vision of the third Beis HaMikdash. Because it's Shabbos before Tisha B'Av when we mourn the destructions of both Batei Mikdash, but at the same time it's a time to reflect on why the Geula, why Mashiach hasn't come yet, why the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt yet. And Hashem shows us a vision of the third Beis HaMikdash to alert us, to inspire us, to get us going in terms of asking, begging, and preparing for the coming of Mashiach and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And the way it goes is that this Haftorah is always together with Shabbos, with Parshas Dvarim. Dvarim is always the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And we see that there's a number of connections between Dvarim and Tisha B'Av. I'm going to share with you one. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he begins the parsha, and it's also a parsha of where he hints and alludes to various places that the Yidden had done something wrong, he gives them the reprimand, the Musar, before he passes away, or why we didn't listen to Hashem, and so on. And then he says, Eicha Esa Levadi, how can I carry alone? He says, Torchachem umasachem verifchem, your burdens, your loads, and your quarrels. In other words, he's sort of saying it's like the task is too big. The task is humongous. There's a medrash that tells us, we know that of course on Tisha B'Av we read the Megillah of Eicha starting with the same word, where we read the words, Eicha Yoshva Bodod. Alas, or how, that the Yerushalayim, the city of the beauty of the city of spirituality, Yoshva Bodod sits alone. And there's a medrash that says, in Eicha Rabosi, when the Medrash says, Ilu Zechisem, says to the Bnei Yisrael, if you would have the schus, Hoyusem Koirim Batoira, you would just read in the Torah, Echa Esa Levadi. How can I carry you alone? But now that you didn't have the schus, you have to read another pasuk that begins with Echa, Echa Yoshva Bodod, alas, the city of Yerushalayim sits alone. So we see already there's a connection between Devarim and Tisha B'Av, the word Echa. But what's the deeper significance here? So it goes back to what we read in Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Chukas a few weeks ago, we read that Aaron HaKoyim, Moshe Rabbeinu's brother, passed away. And when he passed away, it says, Vayifku es Aaron, they cried for Aaron for 30 days. Kol Beis Yisrael, every Jew, all the Bnei Yisrael. Rashi explains over there, the men and the women, everyone was distraught and devastated. Why? Because Aaron was unique. Aaron was Reidef Shalom. He pursued peace. And he used to make peace between people who were quarreling, people who were in a fight with each other. He used to make peace in Shalom Bayis between man and wife, and so on and so forth. And in fact, we read in Pirkei Avos where it says, that Hillel Omer Hillel says to us, Heve mitalmidov shel Aaron, we should be disciples of Aaron. Oyev Shalom, we should love peace. Reidef Shalom, pursue peace. Love people. And bring them closer to the Torah. So on a deeper level, the Shvilei Pinchas explains that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Eicha es salvadi, how can I do this alone? What can I do alone? Your burdens, your loads, and your quarrels. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people, as long as Aaron, my brother, was alive, I knew that there was someone with me who could intervene and take care of all the machlokes and all the division and all the conflicts. Because he had this unique ability of Oyev Shalom and Oyev Shalom. But now he said, I've been left alone. So what's happening is, there's Rifchem, there's your quarrels, there's your conflicts. I don't have the koyach, says Moshe Rabbeinu, to be mevatel, to nullify, to cancel, to rectify the sinas chinam, the hatred, the baseless hatred, the conflicts and division that is amongst you. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this in a way of like, it's a prophetic thing, in a way. Because we know the Gemara tells us that Migdosh Sheni, the second base of Migdosh, was destroyed because of, even though the Eden were doing Torah mitzvahs, but it was destroyed because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred. And therefore the Gemara says that we see that baseless hatred, because the first base of Migdosh was destroyed because of the three cardinal sins, murder, adultery, and idol worship. And therefore we see that sinas chinam, baseless hatred, is so bad that it corresponds to the three greatest cardinal sins. And maybe this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell us. He's not only telling us about what happened in the Midbar, he's telling us in a way of prophecy, take heed. Because I know that there's conflict, and I know there's division, I know that's going to lead to the Churban. Because if it leads to the Churban, you're going to have to do another Eicha. You're going to have to learn Eicha Yoshva Bodod. You're going to have to learn, you're going to have to read the Pasuk in Eicha. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is really inspiring us, and he's telling us. I'm saying, Eicha, how can I take alone, how can I carry this alone, your burdens, your quarrels? But I'm telling you this as a means of Musar, and a means of reprimand, and a means of warning. If you take heed, and you take care of the division and the conflict, you won't have to read Eicha Bosh Yoshva Badot. And alas, of course, the Eden didn't take heed, and there was Sinas Chinam, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the idea of reading this in the Parshas Devarim before Tisha B'Av is to understand and reflect what we can do about this. We have to remember that we have to read the two Eichas because we didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we can reverse that, and we can merit to the building of the Beis HaMikdash with the taking care of what Moshe Rabbeinu was alluding to, the rifchem, the quarrels, the conflicts, the division that exist among us. And therefore, it's a reminder as we approach Tisha B'Av to put extra emphasis in ahavas chinam, in baseless love, in unconditional love, in settling our quarrels, in not getting caught up in silly conflicts and silly division, but to be marbe, to increase in tzedakah, in kindness to others, in generosity to others, in tolerance of others, in ava, love for others, and hopefully through that to reverse the Eicha Yoshva Bodot, so to speak, and bring about the Geula Shlema, may take place very soon. Amen. Have a good week and a good Shabbos. And may we merit that these days of the 3 weeks should turn in and be transformed to days of Sosoin V'Simcha very soon.